Hi, love. Today's Hidden Healing Gem is a guided meditation to help you on your path to creating a secure attachment style. So today's gem, it actually is the tool, right? Just listening to what comes after our intro is the tool to help reinforce a secure attachment style. It's a guided meditation to listen to while you're in car line or doing the dishes or falling asleep at night or whatever would feel, or when you're triggered, right? Or when you have to see your ex or whatever it is, right? To help you feel seen, soothed, and safe. Hi, love. Welcome to Dear Divorce Diary, the podcast helping divorcees go beyond talk therapy to process your grief, find the healing you crave, and build back your confidence. I'm your host, Dawn Wiggins, a therapist, coach, integrative healer, and divorcee. Join me for a fresh approach to healing grief and building your confidence after divorce. Sweet girl, this meditation is to all the seasons of your life, all the parts of you that have felt wounded or hurt or left behind, to all the cells in your body that have felt anxious, out of control, and unsafe, unseen, misunderstood. This meditation is for the youngest parts of you, the most abandoned parts of you, the most frightened parts of you, the angriest, ugliest parts of you. Every part of your broken heart is welcome in this meditation. I know how much pain you have felt. I know how dark the days and nights have become. And I know how hard it is to feel well in this season when everything seems to be going wrong and everything seems hard. Very little seems easy. I know you have visions and glimpses of a time where things are better, kind of magical. I know that you envision feeling loved and cherished and having relationships with your children that are meaningful and blessed, where you feel confident that you've provided for them what they need and that they are well. I know that you believe in the source of all creation, that some part of you knows that you are loved and cared for by a power greater than yourself, but more often than not, you can't feel it. You can't sense it. It feels too far away, and the night feels too heavy, and the anxiety feels too thick, and the anger feels too strong. But love, you are not alone, and you have never been alone. You may feel alone, and sometimes you may have been left alone, but you are not alone. And the only way to get through this particular season is going to be to lean on your faith, a belief in something that is yet to be seen, a season in life that you have not yet made manifest. And faith, love, is not human, it is divine. And so in this meditation, I am calling on the divine to love you, to pull you tight. And I'm calling on you to let that love in, to be open to receiving it, to not shut your heart so tight that you cannot see signs and blessings from the source of all creation. Your safety in this season, love, is not going to feel abundant. You're going to feel threatened more than you feel easy. And so, I need you to allow the divine to come in and to soothe you when it feels impossible to be soothed, I need you to allow me and other women to hold your heart. I need you to trust that there are those of us that love you so fiercely, even from afar, that you allow our love to penetrate in the darkest of spaces. I need you to learn to love yourself well from those of us who love you from afar. I need you to be on the lookout for women who cannot wait to pour love on you. I need you to ask yourself, am I truly unsafe right now? Or are there echoes of unsafety that keep reverberating through my body mind that are from then and they're not from now? Moments where you feel in the throes and in the grips of unsafety, are you safe? Are you safe in your bed? Are you safe in your car? Are you safe in your job? Are you safe in this moment where maybe you feel unsafe, but in actuality, all is well? Perhaps you've been struggling with illness or heartbreak or intense conflict or a dangerous ex. But the more you look for danger, the more you will find it, love. The more you resolve to be safe and to allow the divine to provide you with safety, the more it will be so. Conflict is not the path to safety. Acceptance, surrender, grief, allowing, letting go, those are the paths to safety, love. Trusting that the universe has your back, and I do too. That all will be well, not always, but often, and that everything you seek is available to you if you claim it and allow it in. It's okay if it feels hard to allow it in, love. You do not have to do this perfectly. You simply have to allow a little bit here and there, moment by moment, and over time, the momentum will switch from guarded and anxious to trusting and positively anticipating. Hope is your best friend right now, and pointing yourself in the direction, surrounding yourself by people and places that help you feel inspired and hopeful and believed in, that is your ticket, love. That is your ticket to wellness. Taking risks, allowing yourself to make mistakes, accepting yourself, even when you don't get it perfectly or it's not going well, that doesn't mean it's not going well. The fact that you're here, the fact that you're listening, the fact that you're seeking, the fact that you're hoping, the fact that you're learning, those are the most powerful things. The fact that you're choosing to trust or have faith in something that is not yet made manifest is the most powerful thing you can do. Your willingness to love yourself, to love your children enough to not stay in dark places is so powerful. You are powerful. The source of all creation lives inside of you, love. That is powerful. And when you feel small and scared, it is because you are leaning too hard on your human understanding of this, and you are not just human. You have the source of divinity inside of you. Blend with that. Allow that in. Tap into your wise mind, your capital S self, and envelop yourself in places and people who allow you to tap into that. If you feel good right now, this is the source of divinity for you for today. And it can come through a lot of beautiful places. Let it in, practice it, rehearse it. Listen as many times as it takes for you to feel a little bit stronger, a little bit more faith-filled, a little bit more hopeful. And maybe first come big tears. Big, scary, ugly, snotty tears. Great, let them out. You will feel so much more peaceful for it. You have all the magic inside of you, love. The only thing that's stopping you is old, old pain. You are perfectly created. You have a perfect purpose. You were never meant to be flawless. You were always meant to shine, even with and through and because of your limitations. To be human is to be messy. It is not to be apologized for. To feel deeply is a part of that process. Everything you are experiencing is magical. Please do not shame yourself, and please do not internalize other people's shaming of you. You are pure magic, pure purpose, and I believe in you. Peace.
Dear Divorce Diary is a podcast by My Coach Dawn. You can find more at mycoachdawn.com.